Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here, joined by Olivier Vernon, Miami Dolphins defensive end here in studio. Olivier, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you here, and I know it's been a busy offseason. You guys are hard at work, but let's start with last season, 2013. 57 tackles, 11.5 sacks for you, a breakout season. How excited were you about that, and what was the key to your breakout?
I was really excited. My hard work was paying off, and it was showing out there on the field. But, pretty much that offseason, I was just working on all my fundamentals and getting everything complete pretty much as far as my hand technique and, stopping the run. So, as soon as the season started off and it started picking up a little slow, but as soon as the results started coming in, I was kind of excited about it.
So when you take a look at yourself last year at this time, in the offseason to now, how different is your confidence level now entering 2014?
With me, I always have high confidence in myself. That's how you play the game. You play the game with confidence. You need to have a lot of confidence when you're out there on that field. So even my rookie year, I had a lot of confidence out there. I just ain't play as much as I expected to, but, that's how it is as a rookie. But, coming into this season, just got to elevate my game. Got to get better than I was last year on certain things, and I'm looking forward to it, man. I wish the season was next month.
I was going to say, you mentioned everything that you did last offseason. So after taking a look at 2013, well, how much better do you think you can become as a pass rusher and as an overall player?
Not only as the physical part, but as far as the mental part, you could always better your game mentally. The better you get at that in the mental aspect of the game, the better you could be out there in the field. The slower it looks out there, the more plays you can make. So it goes hand in hand.
Now, you and Lamar Miller kind of have a unique background in that you're from South Florida. You went to American High School, played at the University of Miami, now here with the Dolphins. I know you were asked a lot about that when you were first drafted, but now that you're entering your third season, you look back on that. Is it still amazing that you're able to play in your backyard?
Oh, yeah, man. It's crazy because we were just talking about the heat out there today. It was kind of scorching, and I was like, man, I've been doing this for about – playing ball out here for pretty much 8, 9, 10 years. So it's like I haven't left, so I don't know what it is to see other, to feel the how other springs are. It's crazy. But it's amazing though, being here, getting the playing for the home team, and still not over that fact that, I was very fortunate to, stay home and be a part of this, Miami Dolphins organization.
Olivier Vernon, Miami Dolphins defensive end, joining us here on the Finsiders. And speaking of your history here in South Florida, it must be pretty cool to have a South Florida sports icon like Jason Taylor now working with you guys this offseason, especially the defensive ends.
Oh, yeah, man. I was kind of surprised when he came out here the first week of OTAs. And, I was excited in a way as well. All I wanted to do was –
Got some thunder, sounds
oh,
like.
Oh, that was thunder? Outside. I thought it came through the headphone.
Yeah. Good thing that wasn't out there when you guys were working out.
Oh, man, yeah, thank God. But, I was excited for him coming in the building, man. That's a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer right there. He did so much for this organization. And to just pick his brain on anything that he has to dish out and, just help us, I was excited,
Anything specifically that he's taught you this off season that's helped you out?
A lot with the hand technique. Being able to get the offensive lineman's hands off you, as quick as you can, and just recognizing how offensive lineman sets you so you could play better play recognition of what to expect before the play starts.
Mention your background with the University of Miami as their football season approaches. How closely are you following that, and how do you think they're going to fare in 2014?
I feel like they're going to do better than last year. I think they went out on the streak and not 7-0 maybe. It was 7-0. They went on a nice little streak. So, I feel like those guys are just going to keep getting better and better. They got a lot of talent over there. So, we'll see what happens.
Now, one of the positions that the fans are really excited about is the defensive end position. With your breakout year last year, which we already talked about, Cam Wake obviously being a perennial Pro Bowler, Deion Jordan entering his second year. How good can that group be? And then the other defensive linemen getting to the quarterback?
I mean, we could be as good as we wanted. you know, as we want to be. You know, it's all about, you know, pushing each other every day out there in practice. And, you know, I think all as a group, all of us are just really excited because we know what we could do. We know how the defensive line, we could change the game. You know, we could change the momentum of everything. So heading into this season, especially starting off with the Patriots, that's a big test to everybody on offense and defense of what we could do.
Olivia Vernon, Miami Dolphins defensive end, joining us here on the Finsiders. And so I'm always curious, when guys play at the highest level, where you get your motivation from. So some would look at the situation of the defensive end. Cam Wake has secured his status as a great player in the NFL. Deion Jordan sort of has this tag on him as a first-round pick. You flying a little more under the radar, given your draft status, but obviously you produced last year. Does that provide constant motivation for you within the room?
My motivation is just competition, is competing, man. You know, I have my own personal goals that I had last year, and, you know, I just written up some new ones for this year. And, you know, it's all about keeping yourself motivated by, you know, just competing out there. That's one thing I just love to do. I love to compete, and, you know, I'm just the type of player, you know, my plays and actions are going to speak for itself, so.
All right. Well, you have a cool story, Olivier, before you got to this level of football, in that you were a part of the Dolphins Academy, which is the Dolphins football camps put on by the team, which are coming up starting next week, and they're going to be taking place throughout South Florida and throughout June and July. You did that when you were young. Tell us about your background with the Dolphins Academy and how that helped you out to finally get to this level.
Well, it didn't prepare me to play defensive end. But, nah, it was fun, man. I was a receiver at the time. I had a great time. I had to be like 10 or 11 or so. But the experience was great, you know, seeing the older guys, seeing Zach Thomas out there. He was talking to us. And, you know, just the whole atmosphere was fun, man. So, you know, just doing that and then being here is, you know, kind of like deja vu. That's how it was for me my first year. But, you know, it ended up turning out great, man. I wish I could do it again this year. You know, just go out there and just see the kids, you know, in their faces. Because, you know, I know they enjoy it out there. And I'm just glad that, you know, the Dolphins are still doing that. You know, a lot of kids, they look up to that. And, you know, their dreams get big off of that.
Yeah, you participated in 2003, so we're now in 2014, so it was way back, and you had a different position, as you mentioned there. Anybody out there listening who wants to find out more, go to DolphinsAcademy.com. Camp's going on all summer, ages 5 through 15, as I mentioned, throughout South Florida in June and July. Okay, and so did that inspire you? Because I know earlier this offseason, you had your own football camp. Is that something that kind of triggered that in you? You wanted to give back to the community a little bit?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it was my first camp. It was May 17th. And I enjoyed it. I had so much fun. I think I had more fun than the kids did, you know. And a lot of my teammates, you know, they helped out. You know, about 20 of the guys came out there and, you know, just, you know, have fun with the kids, just teaching them everything that they could, you know, learn. And it was just a great day, fun day. A lot of the kids were happy. It was like over 160 kids that came out and showed up. So, you know, it was good to put a smile on the kids' faces because, you know, they don't see that every day.
Cool. My sources are telling me that Randy Starks was trying to play some quarterback and threw an interception. Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate. Yeah, it is pretty accurate. Most of the D linemen, I think, were the ones that were playing quarterback for some reason.
So instead of hitting the quarterback, they decided to reverse roles a little bit, for at least for the day.
Yeah. But everybody had fun, though, man.
So outside of the youth football camp you put on, when Olivia Vernon gets away from football for a little bit in the offseason, what do you usually like to do?
Oh, man. You know, I'm big with family. I like hanging with my family and, you know, just staying inside and watching movies. I'm a movie guy, so sometimes I go to the beach, you know, here and there. But as far as it's kind of sunny here, so anywhere, you know, else to go. But maybe see some of my family out in Jamaica sometimes, but that's it.
Okay, and so you mentioned a movie guy. The best movie you've seen recently or during the off season?
During the off season, you know, I say the Amazing Spider-Man was pretty good. Spider-Man and Lone Survivor. That was a pretty good movie, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to – you talk to Jared Odrick very often about movies?
Cause yeah.
He's a big movie.
Yeah, we go at it when it comes to movies. You know, sometimes we disagree on certain movies, but we go at it, though.
Okay. Well, hey, Olivia, really appreciate you joining us here in studio. And cool story with the Dolphins Academy background there. Just goes to show you kids out there, if you want to join the Dolphins Academy, you never know. Years later, perhaps you could be playing for the Miami Dolphins. And thank you also. You signed some gear for us. So coming up later this hour, we're going to be giving away an Olivia Vernon prize pack. So stay tuned for that. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.